1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Our music expert and rubber of elbows with big business people, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hey, thanks. We're in the 24-hour countdown.
Yep. Got your got the sunscreen packed.
I do. I went shopping for sunscreen.
Make that trip.
Got your, got all the got all the soap and stuff and the hand sanitizers.
Got to get bug spray.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, because we're going in the jungle this year.
You know, it's
Costa Rica. You ever been to Costa Rica, Gary?
I have not. I hear it's nice. It would be lovely to be invited. On
there's been no music event.
Boy, we need a budget for this show. What's just for guests?
What's the biggest music event to ever hit Costa Rica?
I have no idea.
From or anything.
Although, if you had me with you, I could do my due diligence and research that.
Rock, who showed up at the Hard Rock in Mexico the first year we were there?
Lil John.
Lil John, yeah. Yeah, and you said that was a great party.
That was awesome.
Sure it was.
Yeah.
You know, mostly because people were out of their minds.
Rock.
Yeah, the pool was a little murky looking back there.
Rock was on the elevator with Lil John.
I was.
I could see that. And then they went, what do you call it? Not bungee jumping. It was bungee jumping in the commercial, or is it zip lining? There's a Little John commercial where you either bungee jump or zip line with Little John.
I'm not sure on that.
I don't know.
And then, of course, you could have a small sandwich.
A little John?
No, that's what you yeah. There's a little John sandwich instead of a regular size.
I didn't know.
Wow,
they're good.
So
they're,
you know,
it's actually been a to me, it's the best food invention of 2019.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's saying something.
You are so much more than a music guy, Gary. You are.
Well, we do. Part of music is experiencing life and seeing how it's channeled into the music. So,
all right. So, to your knowledge, there's been no.
I can't recall any like major, major festival type event down there.
I just wonder, and this may be insulting to anybody who is from Costa Rica. Do they have the infrastructure for something like that, or would it turn out like the Fire Festival?
If they have those resorts and things, they probably do, and it's not that far away from civilization.
Okay, all right, very good. Hey, what's going on with Journey? You have here big shakeup in Journey.
Yeah, so this is so. Neil Sean, the guitarist, and Jonathan Cain have fired Ross Valerie, who's a co-founder and bassist, and Steve Smith, who's been a drummer in the band for a long time. Both were inducted with Journey into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they fired them, and they're also suing them for $10 million for an alleged coup d'etat, basically to take over Journey, to take over the Journey trademark. I guess these guys, according to Sean and Cain, made maneuvers to grab the Journey trademark.
How did they get to fire them?
Because, like, and this comes out now, their law firm has detailed what the Journey corporate structure is, and basically Sean and Cain own the name.
Because
they own Journey and all trademarks associated with it. Ross Valerie and Steve Smith actually had been dismissed from the band once before in 1985, and that was kind of a Steve Perry power play back then, but after that was when they established the current corporate structure of Journey that at the time gave ownership of the band and its trademarks to Steve Perry as well as Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain. Now it's just Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain who own it, and they're saying that Ross Valerie and Steve Smith tried some, you know, backhanded maneuvers to try to grab the trademark and basically, you know, own the band and wrest control from the other two guys. So they fired them. They're suing them for $10 million. The summer tour with the Pretenders will go on. You know, they'll get some new players in it. You know, the current singer is going to remain. He's an employee. He's an out-and-out employee. There's no question there. So, but it's kind of ugly and nasty.
My question is, how do you secretly take over a band? You know.
They haven't really detailed that. They just, you know, they just said that the two, you know, like I say, attempted to gain control of you know, the company that controls the Journey trademark.
All right. That's
And the weird thing about this is the last time I think we talked about Journey, and it's been a little while, was that Jonathan Cain and Neil Sean were going at it.
Yeah, that was basically two summers ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they've worked. I had spoken with Jonathan Cain in December, and he said, you know, they have worked that out and talked it through. And, you know, I don't know, you know, he didn't say exactly what the issues were, but he said they've worked them out. And certainly something like this probably unites them.
Well, let's stay with feuds for 200. You got Public Enemy.
Oh, yeah, this is another good one.
Another beaut, as we like to call it.
So this all blew up. Over the weekend, basically, Chuck D, who's the front man and leader of Public Enemy, had agreed to perform and be part of a Bernie Sanders campaign rally out in California. But the Sanders campaign used the image they used for Chuck D's performance was really a Flava Flav, and his clock, his trademark Clark clock, and everything. So he filed a cease and desist. Saying don't use my image. It's not the band. It's Chuck D. Public Enemy subsequently fired him. Now they're saying it's not just about that. First they said, they're basically intimating that the guy's had drug problems. He's had behavioral issues. He's gone AWOL and not shown up. Gone MIA from various concerts during the last few years. So he's essentially been on suspension since 2016, and now he's fired outright, and that's led to, not surprisingly, a war of words, between them on social media. Flav's, basic tenet is we're really gonna do this over politics, over Bernie Sanders, 35 years Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and this is how it ends. And there's no doubt, and then Public Enemy has responded, like I say, kind of disparaging Flav's position in the band, his work ethic, his attendance policy.
He didn't even try that hard.
And things like that. it's interesting. This will wind up in court.
You know what I'm getting out of this, just after doing music news with you for all these years, that if you want to have a sworn blood enemy at some point in your life, get in a band with somebody.
Get in a band and you'll wind up.
And it will wind up being the ugliest breakup of anything you've ever known.
It will end badly.
I thought Tim Schmidt was kidding when I watched him on the Eagles documentary. He said every band I've ever been around always seems like they're on the verge of breaking up.
Right.
And man, they there's nothing here to make me think any differently.
No, and week but you after look at week. These are successful bands, and I don't know, maybe it's that tension that keeps them creative, keeps them successful. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it should be that case.
Well, here's another band where it's a business, and you clearly know who the leaders are. Kiss. Who owns that band. You know who runs things there.
Yeah, and nobody who's part of Kiss now is balking about it. They're Tommy Thayer and Eric Singer are happy enough to be hired guns in Kiss, but there's a few news items going on with Kiss this week.
Much more than a band, right?
But bands get started out as, hey, guys are buddies, and they play together, and hey,
wouldn't it be great?
And then you make some money, and it happened to the Beatles, too. One of the reasons we're squirreling here for a second.
It's okay.
But among the reasons the Beatles broke up was Paul McCartney, behind the other's back, figured out a way to maneuver himself into a position to receive more royalties.
Is that going to be part of this Beatles movie that they're working on right now?
We'll see. No. This won't be Peter Jackson. This is, of course, this is
Peter
Jackson recreating Let It Be.
Oh.
And that's by the way, that's coming out now. They're saying this fall. And it's basically a different take on Let It Be. And according to Peter Jackson and the folks at the Beatles Apple Corps, they're saying that this kind of show, well, Let It Be really was the chronicle of a band that broke out, breaking it. In the middle of breaking up, this creates a more complete picture. And yes, there was drama and everything, but it was still a creative band, and the guys were still friendly with each other. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see.
All right, back to Kiss for
back
a
to
second.
Kiss, yeah. So they're going to open a casino now in Biloxi, Mississippi, where they just have a rock and blues restaurant, a 3,000 capacity concert hall, a 300 room hotel, and 1,000 slot machines. In the casino, I'm betting 999 of them are Kiss slot machines. Just just a guess.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
And why? Well, right, right.
You're why going to the would? Kids, yeah.
You're going to the kids' hotel. You shouldn't be expecting to play Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
Yes. Thank you. I mean, it's Kiss. It's going to be. Gene is no dummy.
They could base the slot machine on a song, couldn't they? I mean, they could.
Oh yeah, you could have
move it around even more than that.
You know, you could have the best slot machine, the Rock and Roll All Night slot machine.
Sure.
Yes.
The hotter than hell machine.
Yeah.
without a doubt.
That took you 2 seconds.
I hope that they have that the chips, you know, have the guy's faces on them.
Right.
Again,
well,
look
and
at
then
you.
How many faces, you know, that could be a lot of faces.
That could be. Well, it's what, like nine or ten members? It's like nine members. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. If they're going to put their faces on chips, whose face gets on the most, the $500 chip, we'll say?
Gene's what do you think?
Gene.
Yeah, of course.
All right. And then, okay, so where do you put Paul Stanley?
You know, on the next one down.
Ugh.
Well, no, you know what it is? Paul's good about all that stuff. He really doesn't care as long as he's making his money.
Who's on the $5 chip?
The $5 chip might just be Ace because, you know, he's been such a pain in the butt.
But Ace is a fan favorite.
He's a fan favorite and an original member, but he's such a pain in the butt to the other guys in Kiss. They might not even give him a chip. He might be the face on the toilet seat.
But the problem with putting Ace on the $5 chip is those are going to be everywhere. You're going to see those all over the place.
That's a good point.
There's
posters
and billboards and lights and everything.
Yeah,
and
maybe the $5 chip is the original
graphics
band,
on the slot machines. You could put Gene can be everywhere.
I'm going to have to consult my Kiss friends for this one to see who
goes.
Yeah,
see what everybody thinks.
We'll
get a consensus from the masses.
Genesis is getting back together?
Yeah.
Is everyone healthy enough? And mostly you think about Phil Collins, right?
Right, exactly. But they confirmed yesterday that 13 years after the last reunion tour, they're going to do a handful of arena shows in the UK only. It's going to wrap up on November 29th and 30th with two nights in London. Kicks off November 16th in Dublin. They were asked about Phil and his health and his issues. The other two guys said it's really Nick, Phil's son, that kind of provided the opening to doing Genesis again, because if Phil can't play drums, at least it's in the family.
He's going to be on drums, right, for
this
tour?
He's going to be the drummer.
Along with Phil
is saying he will play some of the bits on drums. You know, on his solo tours, he plays like an electronic box that has drum and percussion sounds in it. It sounds like he's hoping to do a little more than that, maybe actually get behind the kit during the tour. But, you know, he says he's working out, he's going through therapy, trying to figure out what and how much he can do on the tour.
So are they going to carry two drummers on the tour like they usually did?
Well, no, it'll be Nick.
And then Phil will join him.
Whatever Phil does. You know,
so is Daryl Sturmer on the tour?
Daryl will be on. I understand it is going to be Daryl. So the odd man out here is Chester Thompson.
Yeah.
Who was the drummer, you know, since 1977, I think.
Lee Sklar going to be on bass?
78. No. What happens is Mike Rutherford and Daryl Sturmer share the guitar and bass duty.
Okay. All right.
So it'll be, and, you know, we'll see if it's successful and if Phil gets through it okay. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see U.S. dates.
Did we ever tell you that Lee Sklar was standing in the lobby one day and we had him in?
Well, he's from Milwaukee.
He was here for his show.
And Daryl Sturmer's from Milwaukee.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So there's quite a connection there. If Daryl's ever standing in the lobby, we're going to drag him in too.
I think he lives there.
I know. He doesn't come by, though. That's the problem.
Okay, you put the word out.
Yeah. Why don't you put the word out
right
and have
now
him
on the air. I bet you take him to, you know, on the trip.
Daryl Sturmer's in Costa Rica, and I'm not. I can hear that conversation with you.
Well, you just headed that off.
But I'm not bitter.
Well, Daryl has you to thank now for the reason.
When he goes to Costa Rica,
right.
he owes me one.
So you think that the Genesis thing will make it over here across the pond?
I think as long as it's, yeah, well, obviously it's going to be successful over there. But I think if they're happy with it musically and if Phil makes it through okay, then I think, you know, it'll be like he's been touring right now as he goes out for, you know, 13, 14 dates a year or, you know, twice a year. And then, you know, and that's enough. You know, that's not too tough.
Well, hopefully they'll be as successful as Taylor Swift was in 2019.
Yep. Well, that's, you know, I mean, this will come as no surprise to anybody. But Taylor Swift, it was the number one top-selling artist in the world and that's the whole world, and this is according to the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, the IFPI, to you. She was the top seller, number one, followed by Ed Sheeran, Post Malone, Billie Eilish, and Queen rolled in at number five. Rest of the top ten was Ariana Grande, BTS, Drake, Lady Gaga, and then the Beatles at number 10.
It just doesn't seem possible to me that Taylor Swift could be one, and then Ed Sheeran would be two. I know he had a tour and everything, but they just don't seem like they're in the same league.
Okay, here, let me help you. If you was to go see Ed Sheeran, he'd have a big crowd. And if you was to go see Taylor Swift, she'd have a bigger crowd.
Bigger crowd, right, but I just think they'd be so unbelievably different.
One of the things, you know, they're both selling, you know, they're both stadium attractions at this point. But keep in mind, this is recordings, and Ed Sheeran sold a lot of music.
Okay.
And had more music out with more time out during 2019 than Taylor.
Ed Sheeran was the most downloaded, wasn't he,
right,
a year or so ago? Yeah.
Right. So keep in mind, Taylor's album was out, what, less than half a year, I think. And she was still number one for 2019.
All right, let's end on a happy note here. What do you have?
What do I have on a happy note? Boy, it's been such a week. I guess we'll skip that. The Paulina Rico Kasich update, but I guess we can share some happy news. Katy Perry is pregnant. She just released a music video for her new song, Never Worn White, and you know, ends it sitting there embracing her baby bump. The father, of course, is Orlando Bloom. They've been going together for some time now, and I guess their rumor is they're going to be heading for Japan. Good luck with that. Later this year for what they call is a low-key wedding ceremony, from which they'll return and promptly be quarantined at the airport.
They're not flying commercial.
That's always so festive.
Even if you're not flying commercial, if you've been in, as you'll find out when you get back, you get greeted by the airport with a thermometer up yours somewhere.
Well, they didn't tell us that. That's a new one.
All right, what do you want to do with this thermometer? What?
but so that's a happy news, Katie.
All right. It was happy right until you brought up that thermometer thing.
Hey, you want to go on this trip?
We got to laugh out of it. But listen, have a safe trip. Have a great time. I hope the weather's great. And don't forget to wash your hands many times.
Absolutely. All right. Gary, we'll talk to you from Costa Rica next week.
Looking forward to it.
Gary Graff, our music guy. You got to.